This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
Talking
Alice
right up to the song.
See? We stop and we go over. And by the way, what you were just talking about, I'm bringing it up right now. Celebrity Trash. Do I have anything to give away? No. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the 30th anniversary of Pier 39's Sea Lions. This weekend, come see 30 hand-painted, 6-foot-tall sea lions and join a sea lion discovery walk.
Wow.
Visit Pier 39.
I cannot wait.
.com for all the details. Are you going to go to that?
I'm going
to
go tomorrow.
I assume that the statues are going to stay. So while this
absolutely.
Is like sort of the big deal.
I just can't wait because they're going to be so beautiful.
When are you going? Right after the show?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll walk over there with you.
Oh, you should.
They look heavy.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you know they're not going to be moving around.
Right.
Well, maybe you can sit on it. Can you sit on it? I wonder if you can sit on it.
I doubt it. They sent out a press release and those cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what those are from? Pier 39.
I didn't even read them. The cookies
are
all writing on them. I'm just like, cookies.
It says here, it was a difficult time for San Francisco in the months following October of 1989. The community was focused on getting back on their feet after the Loma Prieta earthquake rocked the Bay Area. Then an extraordinary thing happened. California sea lions began hauling out in Pier 39's marina. Like, before they knew it, there was 500 there.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know what went down.
What attracted them?
Yeah.
Huh.
But so they're celebrating that. So I look forward to seeing the local artists that painted all
that. That is so interesting. So that's why they're calling it the 30th anniversary of the sea lions. That's like when they made their
trek here. Yeah.
How funny.
What?
Please go ahead.
No, are you talking about when they came over to that little?
Okay. So they're doing a big thing. And I don't know what the walk is about. Maybe they're placed.
That's what I was thinking.
West of the pier. I'm not really sure.
I bet they're placed all around, so they walk you all around. And yeah, that might be kind of fun.
Just
you're going tomorrow?
Pretty.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just right after
tomorrow's
the show?
Tomorrow's Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to check it out. I think I'm going to do like a video, like a review-y type thing.
Oh, that'd be so fun, Yuzi. You can go a little more low-tech on your Yuzi's review-y's. Let's get those out there.
I know.
You know? They're good. You get some subscribers.
Is that one of your top picks of the Bay?
Oh.
No, because the top, what is my thing called? Yuzette's Best of the Bay. No, because it needs to be like a week in advance or 2 weeks in advance.
Oh,
so my current one right now is the MLK celebrations all throughout the Bay Area. And that's MLK is not even till Monday.
Well, you know,
so everything I do has to be weeks ahead of time.
Is his actual birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the national holiday falls the Monday following his birthday.
Right.
So, but happy birthday. He would have been 100 and, he would have been 90.
90?
He was born in
38 when he was killed? 39?
1929 he was born.
Oh, my goodness.
God, he would have been 90. Well, maybe he would have been 91.
And by the way, Yuzette's Best of the Bay can be found on, you know how you find our podcasts?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. On the podcast app. It's a podcast. It's
a short
podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's what Carl told.
Yeah, it's a short podcast, but it's like I just pulled it up right here. It's on my phone.
Oh, neat.
Album.
Yeah, with the rest of our podcasts. So you can easily find that.
Thank you.
So it's grouped right with our stuff?
Yeah.
Like if you type in Sarah and Vinny, the use that thing pops up? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's part of the feed.
That makes it easy.
All you gotta do is hit play and just let it roll for the rest of the...
Boom.
We have thousands of podcasts.
There should be more podcasts than there.
So Bryn was like,
what
kind
were you guys
freaking
talking
out
about?
A little bit. Oh, did you see us going like, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, well,
like we're
how did that come up? I forget why.
Because
Marcus said today is National Bagel Day.
That's right.
And
we started talking about
out of nowhere. He's like,
hey, we need to go get bagels,
and of course, I'm like, oh, man, I want a bagel. But then I always associate bagels with, you know, carbs. And I'm like, I don't want to eat too much carbs, right? And then I thought about this movie or documentary I was watching on Netflix, and it's called What the Food?
WTF, what the food?
Yeah, and I just threw it on because I was like, I want to watch a documentary that is informative and boring so I can fall asleep.
He was trying to fall asleep, but he got him all riled up.
Wow.
Like, he's flipping out.
What a great idea,
here.
Bryn. I should do that.
It's crazy, man. The whole thing is, is talking about how everybody is associating diabetes with
sugar
and carbs. However, it's all about meat, and they say chicken's the worst. Chicken of all, and they say, "Oh, you think white chicken's better for you because we're told this." And I, you know, I don't really know how
God,
much credibility.
No, how do you feel about that, Marcus?
White chicken.
I almost don't believe it because I grew up, you know.
So, but they were saying in this documentary that the meat industry subsidized things like the American Heart Association.
Yes,
and so they're putting it out there. Which really bums me out to hear that something like that, which I actually think, well, it's the AMA or the AHA,
whatever it is. They're there to help you and try to help you figure out what you should eat and what you shouldn't
eat. To avoid heart disease.
However, they're being sponsored by all the companies that provide the things that give you heart disease.
So what is, my goodness.
Yeah. I didn't finish it because luckily I fell asleep. But crazy and I will finish it.
This is why right now, as a society, everybody's walking around with anxiety and stress.
Yeah, you're right.
No, listen. Yeah. Every single day, something is telling you to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Be afraid of this. Be afraid of what you eat. Be afraid of the government.
Be afraid,
be afraid,
be afraid. We're more informed, though.
But the problem is, are we more informed?
Well,
watch this documentary.
I'm just saying this.
Maybe you might feel more informed.
We're more informed, but are we better off for knowing?
Well, I'm saying this. There's this documentary, but I'm certain, 100% certain, there's another documentary that will probably dispute everything in that documentary.
Totally,
then you're
going to
be in a position where, which one did I believe? This is what I'm saying.
So you have to do your research.
Bryn goes, it made me consider being a vegetarian.
For the first time.
It's never even crossed his mind to ever give up meat.
Not even for my gout. My gout, I'll lay off the meat
gout.
For a little bit.
And that's it. Look at that. You get gout from eating meat and heavy fat stuff.
And they talk about, inflammation.
And there it is. Hooman was on something. Remember he was doing that anti-inflammatory diet, which of course didn't help his goddamn gallstones.
Right.
Which is what it turns out the whole thing was about anyway.
But he was sneaking steaks the whole time anyway.
He was sneaking steaks the entire time he was vegan.
Wait, that is true.
Right?
That is very true. He was eating steaks.
Marcus was with him all the time. I mean, he was claiming vegan the entire time, but he was sneaking steaks
that
and sneaking pizza the entire time.
Yeah. Well, it's hard, you know. Those are hard diets to be on.
What commit? Just don't commit. Be fine.
Yeah, just try to eat healthier. Like, look at the plate of food and go, oh, it all looks good. I'm going to eat it.
I just have a salad today.
I'm all about owning it. You know, I want to eat some prime rib and just be proud of that.
Yeah. So what does prime rib do to you? Does that kill you too?
They say it's just as bad. Like everything that's an animal byproduct is just, you should watch it.
I don't want to watch it. You know why I don't want to? Because then I'll feel even worse about myself.
That's what it is.
It's very informative.
You'll feel really bad.
This guy goes to every single huge nonprofit that does these things that, you know, are supposed to inform you on how to be healthy.
It makes you feel so bad.
And they don't even comment. He asks the right questions like, okay, how does this, what kind of diet should I be, you know, eating in order for me to avoid so-and-so? They go, you know what, we're not going to answer your questions. And they end the interview right there. It's like so, and this is some major, major companies.
Brent, 408 says, WT Food?
Yes.
What
the food?
Is made by a bunch of vegan pushers.
Oh, vegan pushers.
Someone else said that I went, Bryn, I've gone plant-based after watching WT Food.
Yeah, see, look.
The guy's from San Francisco,
everybody's
too.
Everybody's got an agenda.
Oh, really?
He's from San Francisco.
Freaking San Franciscans.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, hippies.
Yeah. You know,
well, he backs
here's
it up,
the thing.
He backs it up.
This is what I believe. Look, I'm about to tell you the way it is.
All right,
just sit back and listen, everyone. You know what you need in your diet? Variety.
Yeah.
And not too much.
Yeah.
Moderation.
Exactly. Like, try to enjoy your life without beating yourself up over what you should and shouldn't eat. You know what you should and shouldn't eat. If you're going to be stupid and have four pieces of cake, okay, I have done
Sarah.
That. I know, Sarah.
You do that every time donuts are around. You eat four of them.
And you know what? I stop beating myself up. I don't eat four. I eat two. Unless they're
But then
Krispy
you get
Kreme.
A stomachache.
And then I get a stomachache, and then I go, see what you get? Everything in moderation. You need a wide variety. You know you need more fruits and vegetables. do that.
Yeah.
You know you need that.
Yeah.
You need to eat the amount
Common
of meat you should
sense.
Eat, the size of a deck of cards,
Common
and that's
sense.
It, right? Just, you know.
Oh, yeah, I or the palm, well, depending on how big your hand is, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, yeah, deck of cards or, you
sure,
know, the palm.
Sure, it fits on the palm of your hand. Yeah. Like, just.
Well, let's not go crazy.
We all know deep down inside, you got to eat less food
that?
And eat less calories to lose weight.
Yeah.
You got to have a variety of stuff in your diet, you know, if you can. Some of you gluten-free people, so annoying. But I get it. You feel better, I'm sure. Whatever. I'm not going to watch that because I just heard the Vegan Society is behind it.
Watch it. So Every, you can have
everything's
your own
got
take.
An agenda. You know? Everybody's got their thing.
I mean, I don't know if it's actually Vegan Society behind that. You don't know if that's true. That's
nah, totally true. I just heard it from a texter.
Yeah, a texter said it.
Yeah, I know. But a texter also.
You know, I have a hard time watching things with an open mind. If someone makes a good argument, I'm like, yeah. All right. That's it. I'm going to give up everything because that guy said. I can't do it. I'm just too impressionable, you guys.
I've just given up trying to be perfect.
Yeah. Yes. And
I've
you know
just
what?
Given it up.
That comes
I don't
with
need
age 50.
It does.
Age 50. I'm like, you know, so if what, you're, what do I get? I'm never
going
to be a supermodel.
Yeah.
What's the point in trying to be perfect?
Well, oh, she doesn't need to try because she is.
Because I am.
I get it.
I got you.
I
got you.
Perfect in every way. Jesus, Louises, where are we? All right. Happy birthday, Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish is in the news today. I do not have this song yet, but what do you think about Billie Eilish? You have a look on your face.
No, I like her a lot.
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
I think it's cool. Like, I really
like her a lot.
I actually love hearing the songs on the air because they are really different from
yeah.
a lot of what we play. And
yeah. Credit to production. I think her brother's a producer.
Her brother, yeah.
Credit
I think
him
they,
a lot.
I think they're like 50-50 on these things. Like, they co-write and he
sure.
produces and...
But he's definitely created that vibe, that sound
oh, yeah.
for her. And
it's dark, and,
yeah.
but it's also incredibly cool. Yeah. And like I listened to that, I've listened to that record all the
her
way through.
Her voice is perfect for it.
It's perfect for it, but she also makes super interesting vocal choices.
Mm-hmm.
Like at first I thought, oh, this is kids, and they've got a cool sound. They found it. And then the more I listen to it, she's got like a jazz edge to
yeah.
her, and she'll make these cool lines of melody that I'm like, that is beautiful.
Yeah,
like
I
really like her.
I dig her a lot.
So she has been not just selected, she has already written and recorded the new James Bond theme.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We don't know what, I mean, the next one is called No Time to Die. It's coming out in April. It's expected to be Daniel Craig's last appearance as Bond, although he did say...
Oh. It's in its last three movies, right?
I know. He's like, I would rather live in dirt and eat razors than do another one of these. And then they came with enough money that
yeah.
he went, all right,
then they
I'll
paid him.
Exactly. past Bond themes have done incredibly well. Adele Skyfall, which, you know, song of the same name, and Sam Smith... the movie of the same name, and Sam Smith's Writings on the Wall, which was from the film Spectre... Both won Best Original Song at their Academy Awards.
Mm.
So this could be, it could be nothing, or it could be huge for her. But
it'll be huge.
I know.
It'll be
People
huge.
People love her.
And it's a Bond song.
Oh, this is that Sam Smith tune. Blow your nose, dude. He has the stuffiest nose, sound, and voice. I think he's great, but...
I just don't hear it. I mean, you got an ear for stuff, but I don't hear that.
He is a little nasally.
I'm singing right up here behind in the sinuses of my head cavities.
He is a little nasally.
Achoo! Oh, there's the Adele tune. So Eilish turned 18 in December, and she's already the first artist born in the 2000s to have a number one album.
Goodness gracious.
The youngest artist in history to get 4 Grammy nominations, and now she can add this cool stat, too. She'll be the youngest artist in history to write and record a James Bond
wow,
theme song.
Wow, good for her.
Of course, her brother is, let's see, he's involved in this as well, which makes sense. She's... their partners. That new...
and their best friends.
Yes.
Aww.
That song we played yesterday, I want to say you played that, like we talked about this maybe a month ago. Everything I...
yeah, I just played
all
that
I
a second
wanted.
Ago. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Everything I Ever Wanted.
Everything I Ever Wanted, mm-hmm. something like that. She,
it
it's a song that she wrote
for her
him.
Brother, yeah.
I love that she loves her brother and everything, but like right
is
in front
creepy?
Of you.
It is creepy. Angelina Jolie-ish.
I don't want to say that, but there's this thing. There's a thing about him lying there. So I'm like, gross. That seems wrong.
You know, it's trippy. I think she never went to school. I think she's homeschooled.
Oh, aren't her parents in the business or something like that?
Yeah, they're in the business. And so I think it's very possible
that they do something in Hollywood.
They spend every second together and, you know, it's a little bit different. It's not like us.
Yeah, I don't want to make any assumptions. Yeah. I'm sure it's totally healthy and normal.
Well, you know.
I'm sure it is. I'm just going to go with that. It's weird that she like wears clothes that cover her body maybe so her brother can't see how hot she is.
Vinny was saying yesterday.
Wrong.
Vinny was saying yesterday how she posted the bikini pictures.
Yeah, she did.
And it's like, oh, she's got some action going on. She's
busty.
Got a great body.
Yeah.
But does she ever
telling her?
I'm wrong.
Stop it.
I'm totally kidding.
Oh
I'm
God,
sure
you're
it's
so
totally
creepy.
Normal
you're
and healthy.
So
nothing.
Like I'm just letting my inner
listen,
horrible person
you...
hottest thing right now, and she's a baby.
Just because your brother was all over you when you were a kid, and
she's
your cousin.
18 now. Listen, they were not all over me. I was hot though.
Yeah.
And they knew it. So,
hey sis, why don't you throw this on?
Throw on this little number, honey.
Put my underwear on and I'll put yours on.
Oh, look, you're jumping right in now, Yuzi.
Yes.
She's all chastising me for my thoughts and then she jumps right in.
Hey sis, what's my name?
Phineas. Anyway, let's leave that behind because it's wrong and obviously they have a totally normal and healthy relationship.
Yeah. Obviously.
Is there a food that you hate? Like something you're like, I will not put that in my mouth. It can be a condiment. It can be a food. It can be a subset of, like, I can't eat Thai food. I don't know.
Okra.
You don't like okra?
Disgusting.
Well, hold on. In a gumbo, will you eat okra? It's not
slimy. They've
got to
hide it very well. They've got to hide it.
New Orleans guy, too, man.
I know.
Yeah, but that gumbo.
It's so slimy and gross.
Yeah, it's really tough to have gumbo.
How about
I love
you don't eat avocados, do you?
Okay. Avocados, also terrible.
Yeah, I knew you didn't like avocados.
Oh, yeah, you hate avocados.
Yeah,
yeah.
Guacamole.
What is it?
Yeah.
Is it called gumbo soup? Is that why?
No, it's just called gumbo. It's just gumbo.
Just gumbo.
But that's...
It's not gumbo soup.
It indicates it's soup.
So the okra, because I've always seen it just cut into little, they're just neat looking.
Yeah, that's what
they
do.
Kind of a neat looking thing. And then I remember John and I'm like, oh, look, okra. Like I saw it at the supermarket and I went, Let's get that. We'll fry that up and see what that's all about. And it turned into like a glutinous.
Yeah,
the whole
super,
frying pan
like a,
was
like
just
a slug. Chewy.
Like a slug.
Yeah, I know.
My favorite thing about it, I make okra
so
soup.
So bogus.
Mm. Okra soup is so good.
That's called gumbo, dude.
Oh, is it?
okra soup. So not
the
gumbo
Vietnamese
soup.
Vietnamese version of it is
that is
okra
not,
soup.
That is not gumbo, friend. Don't say that to your friends.
All right, so what about you, Brendan? Is there something you just...
There's not very much I don't like,
I was going
like,
to say,
right?
you like
I
everything.
A lot, but there's this thing called bitter melon. I don't think you know about it because it's an Asian thing, but it's super bitter, and it's hard for me to eat. Oh. But it's also very healthy, so my mom makes it because, you know, it's good for you.
Yeah, sure it is.
Especially
let's,
when
let's
you're
ask
sick.
What the food.
But it's a vegetable. It's just super bitter.
All right, what about you, Yuzi?
I'm thinking something like, I'll eat calamari because it's fried, of course, but like octopus when it's just...
sitting there?
Not necessarily, I don't know,
so
Brent, if it's raw. Yeah, like that.
Right. I love that.
I've had good octopus, but I'm with,
just
like last night
like
we went out to sushi, I ordered the octopus.
Or right down the block over here, the octopus is really great.
Is it good? Yeah. I don't, there's...
It's a boy spot.
Some places
octopus is really
it
good.
Is that mm-hmm. is actually delicious right. They do it great there, but the one I had last night I was just like like just trying to
it can be
chewing.
Rubbery
I only ate one of them. Like, John, you can have the other one.
You're like gum. The next morning you're still chewing it.
I know, I was kind of, it kind of bummed me out too. I was like and I it's at a sushi place I love, so I don't want to say the name because I don't want to rag on their octopus. I would say my one thing is blue cheese. I cannot tell you, there'll be one grain of blue cheese in something, and it taints the whole plate. Like it's all
cheese.
I can taste.
Stanky.
I cannot
love
stand any
some blue
any
cheese.
Foot cheeses like that. I'm not into that.
Foot cheeses. Yeah.
Give me a cheddar. Give me a Swiss. I'll take a Gouda. Little Havarti. No problem.
Feta.
Blue cheese. Feta. I love feta.
I love feta.
Actually.
None of that toe jam cheese.
None of that toe jam. That stuff with the coursing veins of mold through it. I don't want any of that. I get it. Cheese is mold. Anyway, blue cheese is for, so.
Oh, cheese is on that list too from that documentary I watched.
To not eat it
because it's the animal product. Yeah, oh. It's milk too. They were saying we push milk does the body good and all this stuff, but everything dairy.
I do love milk. I don't care. I'm gonna
like
keep drinking milk.
On that
I
list.
Drink milk.
You have
like
to watch.
Maniac.
Just to watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
Just
it's gonna bum me out. I can't be more bummed out about food.
Don't be so close-minded about it. Maybe you'll make healthier choices.
Never. So anyway, Us Weekly did like a roundup of foods that celebrities. So the celebrities, oh my God, you guys, they eat food too.
They
They're
do?
Just like us.
Just like us.
And then they barf it out.
And then they, right, then they, you know, I've often thought, like, wouldn't it be great if you had like a little crap hatch, you know, that you could just like, you get to
not
chew
funny,
it.
Not funny,
you get to chew it and
sorry,
swallow it.
Sorry, those people who suffer.
Not funny because it's true.
Yeah, it's terrible. Things that are true aren't funny, except that they are. I always picture like celebrities who are like real thin and stuff. And you see them like eating and you're like, please. Like, wouldn't it be so amazing if you could chew and swallow, but have like a place where it fell out down below, like,
a little hole,
like a little crap hatch, you know, like so that you wouldn't have to, it wouldn't have to go in your stomach, you wouldn't have to like digest it and
but
store
then are
it
you
as
fast.
That's
hungry?
The best part.
No. You close the hatch and you let it go down. You know, you eat like three bites and then you just, all I really want to do is chew it and swallow it. Hot. Okay, so here are the foods.
That's just like a better version of bulimia.
Yeah, it's an awesome version. You don't have to barf stuff up. God, please don't do that,
dude.
Girls. It's not worth it.
No.
By the time you're 50, you'll love yourself. Don't worry. Hate yourself now, but you'll love yourself. Don't worry. You know why? Because you get used to yourself.
Indeed.
Like, stuck with you. Jennifer Aniston hates caviar. Caviar is...
It's nasty.
Well...
It's nasty.
Oh, my God.
I'll
eat caviar
it.
For
yeah.
days.
It is,
you know,
like nasty.
I will eat it, but it's all about how it's served. Like, I don't want a spoonful of caviar. F off. What I want is like the creme fraiche and the nice little cracker thing.
You haven't had the good ones. That's
where I can basically hide the taste of caviar. Yeah. It's like taking a salt block that you'd give a cow, like
exactly.
salt lick, and chewing on that. Like, come on, that's awful.
The Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn does a meal, and part of the ingredients they have is caviar, and it's just to die for.
Really?
It's so delicious.
I don't think I've had that there.
Yeah.
We'll have to get that.
The chef does it
this year. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston caviar. She doesn't like it. She says you can't acquire that taste no matter how many people say that. Khloe Kardashian. She hates.
She
pork.
Turned something down.
She turned down pork. Which I'm thinking, does she have bacon confused with not pork? Like, how can anyone not like bacon? But she says, I would for sure rather gain 10 pounds than eat pork.
A lot of people have a weird thing with pork.
I know.
Maybe it's their culture, I wonder.
Well,
they're
it is
Armenian.
For some people.
I don't know if
that's true.
If maybe it's something to do with that.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought that was like a Jewish thing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But are there other,
but there are cultures.
Other cultures, right, that won't eat any pork.
Yeah.
Or religions, right?
Yeah.
But some people just have a weird thing in general with pork.
Yeah.
Just because a lot of the documentaries and stuff we talk about, people just...
My dad would not eat pork. Growing up, he wouldn't buy us bacon or anything pork.
Why?
Because his grandfather had...
What about chicharrones?
Or chicken.
Oh.
He wouldn't eat chicken either because his grandfather had a farm.
He was on to something.
And growing up, that...
He knew.
He would see the grandpa killing
spinning
the chicken.
Spinning the blood out.
Yeah, and then he thought pigs were so disgusting in their
pigs
own
are
filth.
Disgusting. The pigs are disgusting. So, they're smart, though. We should kill them and eat them before they take over. Chrissy Teigen is on this list.
Oh, what'd she say?
She hates hummus.
I'm not a fan of hummus myself.
Yeah, not a fan.
I'll tell you something. I'll eat hummus. Fine.
If there's nothing
else.
Fine.
If you got hummus, I'll eat your hummus.
I would eat it, man. It's nothing better.
I would never like think to myself, you know what I want? Hummus.
Never.
No. I'd have nothing against it.
No.
But it's not, you know, and John makes hummus all the time. He loves hummus. Mm. Like,
it's healthy, right?
Well, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Garbanzo beans. What are they called? Chickpeas.
Chickpeas,
Zendaya hates veggies.
All vegetables?
She says, I'm a vegetarian who doesn't like vegetables too much. It makes it challenging.
That's funny.
I love her.
Iced tea hates black coffee.
I'm with him. Terrible.
He's a tea guy. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey,
pinky guy. Iced tea.
Iced tea says...
Baby.
He tried black coffee for the first time in 2018 and said, I can pretty much tell you this will be the last time I ever drink black coffee.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Shawn Mendes says, I hate tomatoes. They ruin everything.
Well, he's out of his mind.
I know. Tomatoes are the best. Jimmy Fallon hates mayonnaise.
I'm with him. It's terrible.
Oh, you don't like mayo?
No mayo, no sour cream, no creamy white stuff in my mouth at all.
Yeah, my husband's the same way.
Oh, come on.
Come on, baby.
Or ranch dressing, oh, you won't eat.
You like ranch?
No ranch,
you
don't like gross. Ranch?
I hate ranch.
Ranch is
what about
gross.
A clam chowder?
Oh, clam chowder.
Clam chowder's pretty good.
That's creamy and white. There you go.
Creamy white.
He's meating it, though.
Jimmy Fallon says, that's true, clam meat.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon says, it makes me want to vomit. Gordon Ramsay hates airplane food. He says, I worked for airlines for 10 years, so I know where this food's been and where it goes and how long it took before it got on board.
Get out of here. You pretentious.
No, but I get him.
But that's not a food.
No, but I get the fact that he works in the airlines, so he knows what's up. It's not that he just said, oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, they say that I was reading some story the other day about airplane food, why you should never eat on a plane.
Right.
They say not just because of whatever the food's gone through, but because apparently at that height above the earth, your digestive system is kind of it's slowed way down.
Yeah.
So it just sits in your stomach and sits in, you know, sits there. And then when you get off the plane, suddenly, like, you have a huge meal in your stomach. It adds to tiredness.
Wow.
They say you should really just drink water.
Kapoor was talking about the last time he was here.
What did he say?
Airplane food. He doesn't ever eat it.
Oh, except, he's amazing.
Except like this one.
He doesn't eat anything. He's a skeleton.
I guess that's true. But, you know.
He's anorexic. So.
He has reasoning.
I'll just do a couple quick things here. I finished this Beats from Michelle Obama. She says, I'm not a fan.
Oh.
And Gwyneth Paltrow hates spray cheese. Not my kind of party.
I'll eat that spray cheese.
Yeah. Well. Get up on that spray cheese, baby.
Dude, did you hear about that candle she sold out of this week? It's literally, I'm telling you, I'm just telling you the title of the candle. This smells like my vagina.
I know, she's
that
crazy.
Is the name of the scent of the candle that, by the way, at $75 a pop, sold out from Goop.
Yeah.
She's amazing that she's been able to pull this whole Goop thing off. People are dumb.
Yes. Oh, my
dumb.
God. That is so true. We'll end on that note.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.